Fancy a nightcap? It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Jumping Goat Coffee Liqueur.
We'll clean that up. Nobody panic.
Welcome, Kirsten.
Hello, everyone.
Kristen.
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 I Googled it real quick.
Did you? I'm on Google.
It was in the Gmail, which is part of Google.
Is that right? It's all about Google now, right?
Google.
Except for our drink tonight.
I'm Googling at a bunch of cute little airplane-style jumping goat bottles.
A very small, what are they, 50ml bottles?
Is that like a one shot? How does it work? Do you get two shots out of one of those little things?
Well, it depends on the drink, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today, is that we are making shots. Mm. And for this one in particular, we're only going to use about half of it. So you would be able to get two drinks out of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that when you open up these little bottles, they don't do the
pop,
the fancy,
let's
you
hear
know?
It though.
Okay,
let's
here
it.
We go.
It's worth it.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
It was a little,
how was that?
It's almost like I was cracking the back of a rat or something. Nice little cute little spinal.
No rats.
Big hungry going around clobbering rats.
No, I was cracking bags. I'm helping the rat out.
Oh, I see. Like a rat practor. That's what you are.
Don't project your stuff on me, guys. I'm trying to help rats out of here.
Hey, but we want to talk about goats today, not rats,
let's
right? Because today we are going to do the jumping goat shot. And
is that what it's called?
Well, actually, the real name, and I have script writers for this so that I make sure I stay on point,
same.
Is it's the Stallone did porn shot. And I'm very pleased to be
the
able
what
to...
The what shot?
The Stallone
did porn. Well, if I'll keep with my...
Don't just sit there, John. Google it.
Stallone did porn.
Well, porn. I'll tell you, just didn't
good.
You know that he did some of these racy movies?
Kristen, you know, I'm actually quite busy with my activities that I've got going on in my life.
Oh.
To not follow around.
Oh, he did in the 70s.
Crazy
oh.
old Sylvester Stallone and his crazy activity. Wait, in the height of, like, Rambo days?
No, before Rambo, long before Rambo.
I tell you what, look where he is now. So.
But like his career, this shot is fleeting yet delicious.
Okay.
Maybe not as exciting as Hummingbirds,
do you know what the porn was called? The party at Kitty and Studs.
I'm assuming he's Stud.
I feel like that could be the next show.
Is it just it sounds quite wholesome, to be honest. Is it just a...
Had a budget of $5,000 in 1970, so...
Is it available on the internet anywhere?
I would say so.
Is it my phone ringing? I'm going to go. Sorry.
Maybe we should pour the shot first to get us in the mood.
Okay.
So this is
the real Rambo one.
Before. This is where he let it all out there. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to make the shot. I feel like this is going in a really great place. Okay. So we are going to use the Jumping Goat vodka. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to use some vanilla Galliano. Now... Vanilla Galliano is not the original Galliano. It is a newer, well, do you even know what Galliano is?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know where it falls into
John knows that it makes a real mint bong.
Yeah.
He knows that much.
So it's kind of vintage liqueur. It's been around since 1896. And usually if you go to a bar that's been around a while, they have a dusty bottle of it.
Okay.
And so what happened is they reinvented it and put more vanilla in it.
I do like vanilla. So, and I've actually, John, I've had a sniff of this already, and you should probably have a sniff as well. It smells terrific, really. Just very vanilla-y.
I think it's really going to take...
Oh, it smells
right?
Wonderful.
Right?
Just it's almost like a perfume.
You almost want to spill it in the car a little bit.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
We only have so much.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to use some vanilla Galliano, and then we're going to use some of this jumping goat vodka, and a quick... rule of the measuring is just use twice as much vodka as you are the vanilla.
Okay.
Or make it to taste, right? I feel like I don't always follow recipes. Do you
Wait,
all
what's
follow
vodka?
Recipes?
Where's the vodka come into it?
Two to one jumping goat vodka.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
You got the coffee. Okay.
So two parts vodka, one part Galliano.
So let's see if we can.
Ooh, there you go. John's pulled up a very lovely Galliano bong there.
Oh, here we go. There we go. And now we're going to have some of this vanilla, lovely vanilla. I feel like this is going to take Galliano right into the next
century. Is
Galliano
the one that people kind of light on fire and then do a little trick?
No, that's... hold on. Here you go.
John?
John.
You're up. You're the canary in the cave on this one, mate.
There's actually a few liqueurs that you can light on fire, but don't do that because that if there's other liquor around, you could light the whole place on fire.
Yeah,
right? And I want to be able to come back next week.
Are we all going to get in on this?
Oh, yeah,
I feel like
sorry.
Are we going to shot it or sip it?
Let's toast to the top 95.
Okay.
I think. It feels like the right thing to toast.
Toast to the jumping goat as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're toasting that jumping goat, so they're kind of already getting...
That's for you.
Don't worry,
hungry?
John. We'll say the name of the thing.
All right, hold on. Hey, we can do a little bit more of this.
A little rat crack back.
Oh, that was a better one.
I mean, I feel like I don't do enough shots, and especially enough tasty shots.
I was going to bring some in last week. I have a really good one for both of you.
My most common shot experiences seem to be, oh, you're here, let's have a tequila shot, like right off the bat. I think that's probably the best way to go about it.
No, it's only classy shots, and this one's very classy.
Are we
going to
shot this?
Are
we going
to
shot it?
Yeah, I think we are. Why? I'm going to sip it.
I sip it. Classy women sip it.
No pressure.
So I'll be shooting it.
Just do whatever you want. Just no pressure here. Just everybody enjoy. Here we go.
Cheers.
I'm going to sip it into the mic.
Oh, that way we can get some real...
Mine just went straight down the hatch.
I'll see you later, mate. Do you want mine? Or...
Good. Just going to lie down on the floor here for a second.
It's actually very, very drinkable, isn't it?
Hey, I'll take over. No worries. I'm sipping mine.
Jumping goat.
How much coffee is in this? Is this like one coffee, do you think? As well as like a little bit of vodka and a little bit of other stuff?
I reckon about a quarter of a coffee.
It's pretty strong.
Mm.
Especially in a small thing.
It's warming the cockles a little bit though. I've got to say, it's windy outside.
Easy on the throat.
Get yourself a little bit of a jumping goat.
But especially if you want to do some Galliano drinks, right? It's not just about the Harvey Wallbanger, which is really the traditional Galliano drink. You can do one of these. You can do a jumping goat shot. You can do. You can add it to your old fashioned. You can also have it with root beer. And lastly, you can make a golden Cadillac, which is the Galliano cream de queco.
That sounds kind of nice.
And some cream.
Golden Cadillac I'm into.
But make sure you have a fancy glass, which there are a lot of fancy glasses here.
I might start sipping all my shots from here on out, by the way. This is kind of like... And then make everyone wait for the moment. Like, sorry, I'm still enjoying the moment, you guys.
I think that there's a lot of really great shots out there that can be sipped. Like, I wanted to make... You all, a B-52, which is very, has layers.
If you
can
can't
actually
sip
see
it,
them.
Isn't it, doesn't it taste like cream, kind of thing? You know
I
what I mean?
I think it's all up to the, it's all up to the...
Yeah. But why do people have shots?
It's just because
you don't
want
to taste anything, right? You're just trying to chuck it down.
So you're just trying to
level
something
up a little
powerful.
Bit.
Yeah.
I like the taste of the shots, though. Mm. That's why I don't want to, you want to savor the moment, right? Mm. Just like we savor time at Cocktail Corner.
Oh, it's lovely. It's just burning it down now. I think definitely the vodka jumping goat is a little bit smoother than the tequila jumping goat.
Oh, yeah.
The whiskey jumping goat.
Is it whiskey? Mm. I thought it was tequila.
I'd put them both on par with one another. Both good.
Fair.
But maybe with a little extra vanilla, it takes it to the next level.
Honestly, I'm one of those people that's like, vanilla all day, give me all that vanilla.
Is that right?
Yes. And I know that you call it cilantro, like a lot of that as well. That you can't have too much of that. You can't have too much garlic in your stuff. Heaps of olive oil, master spice, kind of can't have too much pepper.
And vanilla,
but not all in a drink. I'm just trying to think about things that where you can't really mess it up.
Mmm.
Salt and pepper.
I feel like you can have too much salt. You can easily
you can
have too much salt.
Have too
it's
much
way
pepper.
Easier to have too much salt.
You can have too much pepper, even though it tastes good. I think it makes me sneeze. But this is really good. I'm liking this.
Kicking
Thanks
ass.
To Jumping Goat.
So what do I just go out and say, give me a...
But make sure you mention your solidarity with Sylvester
Is
Stallone.
Is this a cocktail?
Hey, there's another ramp.
I guess it's a cocktail, eh? Like, John's like, okay, yeah, this is a cocktail.
We wanted to keep it easy.
A couple of ingredients. And we're away.
What is the definition? I think one day we're going to figure that out.
A mixed drink.
I think that's where it's really, what's really interesting is how many good cocktails can you make with two or three ingredients? Mm-hmm. Once you get mm-hmm. to those really, those specialty ones and everyone's bringing out the whole shebang, it starts to get a little over the top. But if you can keep it simple and bring out something really good, like a grasshopper or a, what else? The jumping goat shot. The Stallone porn shot.
I pointed you to myself. Just say that. Say the jumping goat shot.
then I think you really, that's where the real talent lies, right? Keeping it simple. You don't need all the, like when people in golf, right? They get all the whiz bang.
Agreed. Thank you, jumping goat.
Yeah, thank
Cheers.
You.
Thank you, jumping goat. What a fantastic cocktail corner.
refreshing. Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Jumping Goat Coffee Liqueur.